Welcome to the teaching ministries of Pastor Joseph Victor. For more information, visit www.wordliberationministriesli.org.
All right, because of our time, I'm not going to dwell too much because I would like us to be able to ask questions because, believe it or not, we have questions, you know. A lot of people are managing their marriage. How many people know that? And for those of you that are not married or in relationships, some of you are managing it, whether you're here or online. You know, a lot of people, if I would dare say that 98% of married people are just managing the marriage, or 95. And what I mean by manage is that they have gotten married, but they now realize that this is not really what I wanted. And so, but they are just there because they don't want to leave. Some of them don't want to leave because of their custom and tradition. As long as the man or the woman is not beating you, and whatever else they say. So just stay. Sometimes they say stay because of the children, whether it's man or woman, right? So a lot of people are managing, but you see, the issue was from the beginning. The beginning was the problem. When anything is started on the wrong foundation, there's always going to be a problem later. You can have butterfly in your stomach all you want in the beginning. If it starts wrongly, it will continue wrongly or it will end wrongly. So the first thing I want to tell you today, that marriage is not compulsory. That's the first thing you should know. If you know that marriage is not compulsory, you will not kill yourself and force yourself into something that's not good for you. Are you still here? Only get married. Now, talking to the, we're going to start from beginning now, then we enter the marriage part. Only get, if you are still single, you are very lucky to be hearing this message. Only get married when you know that this is right. If it's not right, don't try to force yourself. Oh, I'm 30. You know, once you start getting to 30, start talking about Boaz. I want my Boaz. Okay, we'll study Boaz. Oh. So you can see whether you are a root, that you want Boaz. And if you are the Boaz looking for your own roots, you will tell me if you are a Boaz looking for roots. Because I've heard many, mostly females, once they are hitting 30, they are looking for Boaz. That's their prayer. If you look into their notes, it's always Boaz, 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 my Boaz. When I meet my Boaz, well, I'll meet my Boaz. I must meet my Boaz. That's what is always there. But you see, I want you to know that it's not compulsory. You're not going to go to hell if you don't get married. Before, I used to think that, if you don't get married and have kids, who's going to bury you? My dear, once your spirit has left your body, anything they want to do with the boy, like, let them do. Are you understanding what I'm saying here? Are you coming with me? We're going to have real talk today. Real talk. Are you understanding, Antonio? See, I used to think that, that my auntie, that my uncle that did not get married. My dear, today, if they are still alive, they're living their life. And there's an uncle I know, right? He's late Nagores, so. And I was thinking, because he didn't have a child with his wife, even till he died, right? And I was thinking, like, man, I was really thinking, because I always feel for people. So I was thinking, nobody knows I was thinking, so I'm just saying it for the first time. I was thinking that if this man now die, who's going to now bury him? That man is dead and buried. Are you understand what I'm saying? So the reason why we are always rushing towards marriage is really a mirage. The reason why you should marry is because you have found a partner that's suitable. If you don't find it, please don't kill yourself. It's not compulsory. So that's the first thing I want you to know. And you know why I would really like you to know this? Because anything you are not rushing into, you will take your time and you'll be intentional about it. Are you here? You understand what I'm saying? Anything you are not rushing, anything you are not anxious about, you'll be able to do it and do it well. I mean, some of you will understand what I'm saying. Devin, pay attention. I can see it here. Pay attention. Anything that you are not anxious about, anything that you're not rushing to get, right? Anything that you're not rushing, I must. Those things, you don't rush into it. You don't get into trouble trying to get it done. So that's why marriage is not compulsory. So I've moved from there. So the next one is that you have to be intentional about relationship. Whether it's from when you started dating to when you got married, you have to be intentional. Even in the marriage, we're going to get to that part because that's one that concerns married people. You have to be intentional about relationship. Who am I getting into a relationship with? Don't get into a relationship because it's time for me to now get into a relationship. Wrong reason. Get into a relationship because this person suits my purpose. So the first thing is to be intentional. What is this relationship? You're talking to somebody, right? What is this relationship about? What is it? Where is it going to lead us to? Why is this relationship here? That should be the questions you should answer before you start rushing. Because so it won't be as if you are in a relationship with yourself. You know, a lot of people are in a relationship with themselves, right? How many people have heard that before? You're in a relationship with yourself now. You are rushing. We just said hi. You have already started thinking about marriage. Be calming down, you know. So that you're not in a relationship with yourself, you have to know, who am I? What do I want? Does this person tick the box? Be intentional. Let your heart be in the lead, but also let your brain lead. Let your heart and your brain lead. So don't let only your head lead, so that it won't look as if it's mechanical. But at the same time, don't let only your heart lead. They will break your heart. You have to be broken into pieces. Are you still here? And I'm talking about only female. Male and female. Men get more heartbroken nowadays than female. How many can bear me witness now? Men get more heartbroken. You see man crying. Man is crying. I see videos online. Go and type it on YouTube now. Man crying after heartbreak. You see plenty of video. 1 million video. Woman crying after heartbreak. 200,000. Men are now heartbroken. Have you seen man before cry for woman? Go and check it. You see it. It's there. They cry. They will be crying like this. You'll be like, what's wrong with this guy? They have broken his heart. You know that when a man break my heart, it's normal. Because they were expecting it. When a woman break my heart, it's unbelievable. the guy want to die. Praise the Lord. So, how we can avoid this is by being very intentional. You are my friend. What kind of friendship are we having? First of all, before you even ask that kind of question, does this person meet that criteria to be my partner? If yes, then ask the person, what are we doing? Not that after you are fornicated and everybody is tired of each other, you're not saying, what are we? No, we are pens in the head of the Creator. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Get to know what you people are doing. First of all, get to make sure this person ticks the box. Let me give you an example. I'll tell you why I married my wife. I'll give you an example, and then we can move from there. I didn't marry my wife because she's a beautiful girl. She's beautiful. Everybody can see that. But that's not why I married her. Somebody here. Are you here, Jay? You'll be answering now. Hallelujah. My criteria, and you don't have to follow me pari passu, but if you want to, it's wonderful too. It was a good one. My first criteria was that you must love God. Just imagine she didn't love God. We'll be fighting her. Because me, I love God. I'm in church every time. All my money is God. So she will just be fighting me. You don't understand? Because she's not my first relationship. So I know what I'm saying. Are you still here? So my first criteria was that she must love God before me. Like, that means she has to love God apart from me. Like, I shouldn't be in the picture. She has to just love God by herself. Then, because everybody, there are going to be a lot of people that love God. That doesn't mean that we have to be in a relationship. Then it will now consign me. Then she has to love me too now. Have you seen that? And every other thing I knew we can work on. Some of my friends, their own problem was that the girl must have a master's degree. I must be working and making six figures. That wasn't my own problem. I think that was very sufficient. I always tell them, sure. But you get what I'm saying, right? So that's why I just added that one because we're going to get to it soon. All right? But that was mine. And then once I knew that, okay, this suits the bill. And I needed somebody that was going to put me as number one, not number two. You know how some people want to get married, and but their mother is like their number one. So it's like they are fighting between what their mother said they should do and what their husband said they should do. There's going to be a problem if you're like that. Listen to what I'm saying, Listen to what I'm saying now. If you meet a female that is going to always fight between what you said and what her mother said, please, relax. You have not found a wife yet. Calm down. But the good part is if the mother and you are on the same page, are you still here? Then it makes sense. But if you're not on the same page and she loves her mom, because you can't tell a female not to love her mom now. Are you still here? And then she loves you too. And then she's always fighting between what you said and what her mom said. Ah, my brother, calm down. Calm down first. And this is not only to males, even females. If you meet a guy that cannot take a decision by himself, he has to run to his mom or his dad for every little decision. I'm not saying that you should not go and seek for guidance. Or you know what I'm saying? But you should be able to strike a balance. Just like I'm not saying the female should not listen to her mom. But she may be able to strike a balance and know what is what first. The Bible says, therefore shall a man leave his father and mom and God cling to his wife. So if a man cannot take a decision except the one that his father and mother tell him all the time, my guy, you have not found a husband. Relax first. Calm down. Hi. Okay. I remember, and this I'm just going to throw shade at my parents a little bit, so mommy just understand that it's teaching. I remember when I was in college, I was making a lot of money already in college, all right? And I told them, because I respect my parents a lot. I'm not a vagabond. So I told them, I said, Daddy, Mommy, I want to move out. It's time for me to move out. And I'm not going to lie to you. One of the motivations to move out was I want to go and do bad things. It's bad things I want to go and do. I'm not going to lie to you. Think I'm going to be lying? I'm not going to lie. So when I advise you, I know what I'm saying. I've been there before, But they said, no, don't move out. Wait, let us make sure you have, because it was business I was doing. But we want you to finish school first so that we make sure that you have something. So that their talk kind of makes sense, right? Because what if the business fails? God forbid. I won't have any backup. But at the back of their mind, they know that wasn't the only reason why. Are you still here? We're not going to go into the other reason. Next time, we can talk about that when he suits. So when I was done with college too, I now went to me and I said, okay, I finished college. At least now, I'm a little bit more mature than 2 years ago. Can I move now? It was my dad I told. And he said, no, why are you rushing? If it's next month they want to marry, I know that this one, there's a problem with this thing you are saying now, like this. And he's saying it out of love. You understand? It's not like he want to keep me in the house. Are you still here? And I'll give you a little bit of why without going into details. It's because I'm a great help to my parents, like being around, when I was around them, take them around, talk to them, and you should be like that to your parents. If you're not like that, if I hear it, we'll fight. If you're not like that, be there so that they don't want to lose you. I wish you see when a daughter want to marry. I know that the day that she want to marry now, you'll be crying. I mean, mommy, you won't cry. Well, hey, you'll cry now. So be that way where that they don't want to lose you. You get what I'm saying? So I'm sure that was the reason why. That was the reason why they didn't want me to leave, because they was thinking that if I leave, then there will be a void. But I was looking at them because I kind of knew. When my dad told me that, if it's next month, I knew that, okay, this thing now, there's a reason. So I had to go and find out the reason, and I found the reason. But I know that I'm not an idiot. It's only idiots that behave like that way. You leave your parents and you don't talk to them again. You don't go and visit them. You don't do what you're supposed to do. You get what I'm saying? Don't be like that. Whatever you're supposed to do, do it. Do it for your parents. Do it. so that God can keep blessing you. Okay, we're not talking about parental blessing today. Let's get back to our relationship talk. So, but the reason why, so once my dad said that, you know, I'm not going to disrespect him when he's around, like maybe behind his back. So when he went to Nigeria, before he came back, I've moved. Hallelujah. But you see, there is the reason why I moved was not really to disrespect him. I looked at both of them. In this case now, scale of preference, disrespecting him that way, you know, not like verbally, but when he said don't move yet and I move, versus setting a standard for myself so that in case I want to get married, which one was more important at that point? It's my future that was more important. So I had to move. And the reason why I moved then was because I wanted to practice how to pay bills by myself. Are you still here? I don't want to support. I want to pay all my bills. So that when another person joins me, I won't have a problem with air. To this motor, I rent is 1600 though. So bring your 800. Let me bring my 800. That's nonsense. When I do that, if I hear that any man here do it, oh, don't do it. It's a very, that's what you're seeing, small disrespect. Of course, if we are, you're paying, we're housemates now, we are roommates, what are we doing? Don't do that. I'm not saying that the woman should just, like her money is her money, your money is their money. No, that's what I'm saying. If you behave like a man, a woman will behave like a woman. Are you still here? And if you know that that woman is not your woman, leave her alone. If she's your woman, if you behave like a man, the woman will behave like a woman. If she's a good woman and she's your woman, if you are footing all the bills, trust me, all her money will be going to you. That's how they used to do it. But don't force her. Let her do it because she has seen that you are a good leader. If you are a good leader, a good follower will follow well. Are you catching what I'm saying? So I'm not in any way saying, go and kill yourself as a man. No. Do what you are supposed to do, but make sure you are the one in charge of everything that needs to be in charge of. Then when she has, if she has, she will just know with her mind that, okay, my husband is trying a lot, you know? All right. That's my check, oh. I'm not saying you should go and be giving checks, Sha, but you get what I'm saying. I'm just giving you I'm just trying to share some principles with you. So whatever works for you, do it. But as a man, you are supposed to be responsible. I remember one time, we and my friends, long time, maybe 5-6 years ago, went for a birthday, one of their birthdays. 6 years, no, even like 9 years ago, 8 years ago, went for a birthday in the city, and time to pay. They shared the bill among all of us, both men and women. I'm like, no, now, come on, guys. You people are earning six figures. They are six figures earners, so. Why are you sharing with all these females? They might make more than us. That doesn't matter. We need our respect. How much is the food, sir? Is it up to 1,000? No. Hey, let the guys just pay it now. And it brought optimum respect. Optimum. And after that day, that was how we now started doing it. Anytime we go out, the females relax. Go and give your husband your money. You know? Praise the Lord. Are you catching where I'm going to and where I'm coming from? Okay, let's quickly look at the scriptures so that I don't be talking and be going like that, because I can be talking like that though. So, why are you going into a relationship? What is the relationship for? Then the next one, so let's look at why are you going to a relationship and what is relationship for? All right? Why are you going to this relationship? Okay, because relationship is not only husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend though. Just because we are opposite sex and we are talking and we are vibing, don't mean that we must marry. Don't mean that we must be boyfriend and girlfriend. Can we just talk? And there are businesses that we can do. There are other things that can happen. Hallelujah. So you have to define what the relationship is. Now, after defining what the relationship is, if the person has ticked to your boxes, then make sure the person is on the same page with you. Why are you going into the relationship? You know, a lot of people go into a relationship because this person is like my ticket. You know what I mean now? My ticket to survival. Some men that grow up poor, they have seen that girl, it looks like they are rich a little bit. They want to quickly enter a relationship so that their life will be secured. Wrong reason to go into a relationship. Because tomorrow, the man or the boy can become something, he will now change. So man, woman, be using your brain and your heart as you are going. I know about a couple of relationships that are in this situation I'm telling you now. Because the man or the woman came in because that person was a ticket. Not because they really loved the person. Not because the person even ticked their box. The only box the person ticked was that this person can take care of me. That's it. That's the wrong reason to be in a relationship. That's one good reason to go into a relationship if you are female, but that's not the reason to go into a relationship. Or that's not the only reason you should go into it. All right? Why are you going into that relationship? Is it because this person ticked all my box? So first of all, be intentional. Know what you're what you want first. Then, do you understand what I'm saying? I feel like I need to repeat that one. First of all, know what you want first. Don't go out looking for a relationship when you don't know yourself and what you need. Rather. So know what you need first. If you don't know, go and read your Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You will see what you need there. Know what you need. After you know what you need, then when you are out talking to people, you'll be able to sift through and see if this person fits or not. If the person don't fit, don't waste your time. The person will never fit. You are not Holy Ghost. But if the person fits, then you can then try to pull a relationship. If the relationship is not pulling, don't force it. If not, you'll be in a relationship by yourself. Like I said earlier on. Why are you going in? What is a relationship for? Remember, I told you it's not only about marriage when you go into a relationship. I'm a friend with this person. Is this thing going to lead to marriage, or is it a business relationship, or is it just friends? Know what the relationship is for. Hallelujah. This person, is it my spiritual leader? Know what the relationship is for. So you don't start talking to your spiritual leader or moving with your spiritual leader as if you are friends. You will miss the spiritual benefits. There are spiritual benefits with spiritual leaders. So if this person is my spiritual leader, follow him or her that way, so that you can get the benefits that always pass down from a leader. If this person is my friend, follow the person that way. If this person is my spouse or proposed spouse, follow the person that way. Know what the relationship is for. All right, now I'm going to, because I want us to ask at least one or two questions if we have. I want us to look at what's that scripture? Habakkuk 2 verse 2. This is not talking about relationship, but it's a principle we can apply to relationship. Habakkuk 2 verse 2, which I kind of talked about, but let's just read it because it's there, you know. So it's going to be as if we wasted our time putting it on the thing. This one says what? Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. This is what I was talking about so far, applying it to relationship. Write down what you want in your spouse, whether man or woman. Write it down. I want this person to love God. And if you like, when I'm writing, I want him to be tall, 6 feet 10 inches, and have his pack. Okay, it's not in the Bible, though. That thing is not in the Bible. If that's part of the thing you want, shall write it as minor. And if the person is not tall, they have shoes now that can lift people up. You know, if they don't have this pack, the person can go to the gym. Amen? So those things you can work on. If the person is willing to be with you, if that's your problem. But look at the major things that will make you live happy forever. Well, at least while you're on earth, all right? So write it down. I've told you, I'm going to go to my mom's house very soon, and I went around and sacked that house. That box must be there. There's a small box I have. I have many, many notes in there. I want to show you how I've been writing my life since I was 17. It's there. How I've been planning it. So nothing you see today that just came out from nowhere. Now they say this guy just came out from nowhere. See, we have been here since, so very soon, in some few years, you're going to start hearing, where have they been? They just came out from nowhere. It's nowhere. There's nothing like nowhere. We were in Baldwin since, in 1891 Grand Avenue. Hallelujah. Before here, we were in Hempstead, in my living room, and now we are here now. So write it down. Make sure you know, so that when somebody comes to your life, you want to go and check it. Is this person this? Ma'am, is this person this? Okay. My friends will say negotiable and non-negotiable. As a matter of fact, speaking of this, when is a Sam's program? You remember what date is it? 17th. I don't know if all of you have chance. Let's ride there as a church. What do you guys think? Makes sense, right? You know, we have some great guys that will be speaking. Pastor Okonkwo, Kingsley and Mildred Okonkwo will be there. Ezekiel is always there. Who else? And this new lady, forgot her name. Stephanie. Some of you must have seen our YouTube too. She's going to be there. Maybe we should go together. We'll talk about this later. We'll go together. I'll take church van and go. We'll just meet here and then we'll pull up and we'll just enter there. Don't worry. You don't have to pay anything. He has already told me that we should come. Me and the leaders will discuss it later. Amen, Jay. Praise the Lord. All right, so we'll talk about it. We'll make it happen. I know that Pastor is not going to be here, so but every other person, let's pull up. We're not only going to go and support, but we are going to go and learn a thing or two too. Okay, so we're going to do that. We're going to do that for them. All right. So where was I? So write it down. Write down what you want. All right, so that what happened in 1950 doesn't repeat itself. The next one is very important. You are Ruth. You're looking for Boaz. But you are not a Ruth yet. And you too, you are Boaz looking for Ruth, and you are not a Boaz. Let's look at the account of Ruth and Boaz. Ruth chapter 2, we're going to read 1 to 10. Quickly. Let's quickly look at that. Quickly. Okay. Sorry, Sema, you can go ahead with that. So that it's easy on me. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz. I want you to see how Boaz was introduced here. Can we read this together, please? Please, sir. Amma. One, two, go. Of Naomi's husband. What was his introduction, please? Because when I say this, they'll say maybe I'm a gold digger. At least I'm not a female. A man of great wealth. So you're looking for a husband. You're going to look for somebody inside the mango tree. Okay, we'll continue. And now, I'm not saying that the man has to be the richest man in the world. So we can substitute the great wealth here for somebody who can take care. Remember, I told you I had to leave my parents' house. Let me go and pay bill. Let me know that I'm ready for life first. Before I go and marry somebody's daughter and start punishing her. Look, my wife, now if she's not looking good, I know her parents, they'll be on my neck. Are you still here? She said she can't testify. Am I lying, ma? She will support me because I'm my husband. But they'll be on my neck and they will have told her. That's why we say you should not marry him. That's why we told you, because we know the hungry will kill you people. But you see, I'm not saying that the man should be so that we don't turn this into being a gold digger. Being a gold digger and doing the right thing is two different things, right? If you want to be with a man that is ready for life, that can pay his bills, that's not running to mommy and daddy to help him, or always borrowing from friends to cover bills. No. And I'm not saying that things don't happen in life. There might be a time where you need assistance from people. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, look at this guy's life and don't let him fool you. He went to go and rent one car the first day and came to carry you, then borrow another one from his friend to come and carry you. No. Watch this guy on a regular day. Can this person handle life by themselves? Are they able to cover their bills before you step in? If not, you'll be one of those people that said, I grew with him. I suffered with him and he left me. Now, of course, when he was suffering, you were his speck. After he has suffered and now he's now on top, he's now making good money, you're no more his speck. You know people's speck change? How many people know that? People spec change. So if this guy is not okay now, of course, the people that he's going to want to be with, our people, it will be people that just agree for him. You cannot really know a man's worth until the man is comfortable. Shall I repeat that again? You will never know a man's worth, his true worth, until he's comfortable. So you females, this is for females, make sure this guy is comfortable. So that you can know his true worth and know how he will really act. And there's another statement for the female part. But when I remember it, I'll tell you that one. But we're talking about Boaz now. So that's why I remember that one. There was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz, a great man, a man that's able to take care of himself. That's why when females come to me and say, oh, I think I found a boyfriend, I'll ask the person, does the person live alone? Does he have a car? Where does the person work? These are questions I ask. Can the person pay his bills? How much does he make? That's what I ask. You think, you should be asking this person. No, I'm asking this now so that I can tell you to run quick. Then, of course, I'm going to ask you, is the person a Christian? You say, yes, he loves God. How did you know? I asked him and he told me, okay. I'm telling you the answers I get when I ask people, females, this question. He loves God, yes. How did you know? I asked him and he said he loves God. Okay. Since that's how you want to know your own. So this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying ask the person. Study the person. Get to know the person. So don't shy away from meeting people. Get to know the person. Know this person. Does this person love God? And how you know is what they do every morning. Every morning they wake up, what are they doing? On Sunday morning, what are they doing? Weekdays, what are they doing? In their conversation, what are they saying? That's how you know. Not that the person, you ask the person say he loves God. All right? That's how you know about that one. As far as paying bills and all that, don't ask questions. Just study the person's life. Know their day-to-day activity. I was telling a female, I'm like, the reason why men come and go, come and go, come and go, is because when they come, let's assume you are in town. They come to visit you in town. And if next week you're carrying them to his club. My guy, they are coming and going. Because once they have noticed, okay, this one, he's in a club girl, in a club girl, in a club girl. They'll just be like, okay, this one is just a friendship something. It's not serious. But if they have come and they see your daily activity, on Monday morning, you prayed. Evening time, you said, come, let's pray together. Anything that happened after that, we're on our business. But you get what I'm saying? Then, on a Sunday, on a Thursday evening, there's church service today. I'm going to be going from work. Do you want to meet me there? You want me to pick you up? Are you understand what I'm saying? On Sunday, there's church. Come on, let's go, let's go. You have to dress. Did you bring church clothes? Okay, all right. You are in church now. Come, you have to meet my pastor. I have to introduce you as my boyfriend. Are you catching what I'm saying? Even if the guy was going to come and play before, he'd be like, how have you seen guys that was going to play with a girl's emotion? That's their plan. But they don't got to know the girl. They'll be like, no, this one don't want to play with. Though. For if you don't understand broken English, they'll be like, this one is not the one they play with. This one is a wife material, 100 yard. I understand what I'm saying. There are times that they came to play, but they saw your worth and they refused to leave. And there are some times that they came to stay. They saw your worth and they said, thank God that I know quick. I'm telling you. So it depends on how you present yourself. What is your manner of life? Whether men or women, it applies to both. But you know, isn't it? So we're saying it the way it will make more sense. All right, verse 2. So Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, please. Now, remember, Boaz was already a godly man, right? So the first thing you want to look at is that he's a child of God. He loves God. The next thing is that he can provide. Life happens. Don't get me wrong. So you will see some marriages and relationships where the female is helping out. If the female was wise, from beginning, the man was helping out. Then something happened. She started helping out. Then eventually, the man will pick up again. Are you understand what I'm saying? So that's okay. That happens. But don't open your eyes and walk into somebody who is not able to take care of themselves. Wait, okay, if you are in love with the person, just wait. Let the person be able to take care of herself. Just actually help them find a job. Let them, because sometimes it's because the guy is not matured yet to see that he has responsibilities. That's why. Hallelujah. I can't flog that too much, all right? So Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, please let me go to the field and glean head of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. So you see, you want to, Ruth that's looking for Boaz, you see that Ruth was not a lazy person either. Have you seen that? So when I said to look for someone or be with somebody who can take care of themselves before you talk about marriage, I'm not saying that you should just sit down at home and just be eating free money. Ruth was also a hardworking person. So as you're looking for somebody who is hardworking and can take care of yourself, now so we say we look for somebody who is also hardworking and can take care. It's vice versa. So if you don't go and sit down there and be looking for good. But you see, when I get somebody who can take care of themselves, they get me who can take care of themselves. What happens? We're able to achieve our purpose in life quicker. And with speed. And nobody's fighting over money. You know that money is one of the leading cause of separation in relationships. Money, money, money. This money you're seeing. So Ruth, okay, verse 3. Then she left and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Now, behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." Have you seen that? He was a godly man. And they answered him, and they said, "The Lord bless you." Verse 5, then Boaz said to his servant, who was in charge of the reaper, "Whose young woman is that?" He saw how that she was very diligent at what she was doing. She wasn't looking for man. So, woman, don't be looking for man. Marriage is not compulsory. Just be very responsible and be doing what you are doing. The man will come. He will find you. Were there no other females there? They were. How come it was Ruth that he found? Because Ruth no send a papa message. Are you still here? Ruth was doing her job. Others were probably doing, Boaz, Boaz, you know, and throwing different signs. But he saw one fine young Ruth over there doing what she's supposed to be doing. And he didn't send a message. And he said, "Who's that girl? That's the one. Who's that girl?" We're going to keep reading. Verse 5. Then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reaper, "Whose young woman is this?" So the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered and said, "It is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab." And she said, "Please let me glean and gather after the reapers." She said, "Let me glean and gather after reapers among the sheaves." So she came and has continued from the morning until now, though she rested a little in the house. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "You will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessel and drink from what the young men have drawn." And so she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me since I am a foreigner?" Have you seen that? I just had to run through that because of our time. So have you seen that? So she was about her business, being responsible. And if you want to see more, go to Proverbs 31. It's there. All right? But I wanted to use this Boaz and Ruth story. So you that are looking for Boaz, be a Ruth. And Boaz, you are looking for, you are finding Ruth, you are finding up and down. Are you a Boaz? It's only Boaz that have eyes to see Ruth. Oh. Are you here? Only Boaz can see Ruth. So Boaz, be a Boaz. Be okay, be very okay. If you have to go back to school, go to school and be okay. If you have to do trade, go do trade, be okay. Just be okay. And not just be okay selfishly, be okay and be willing to open your hands. And then Ruth, don't just be there looking for someone that will go and be your benefactor, how they put it, that will just come and be sponsoring your life. You too, put your hand into something. Become very productive so that when power hit power, they become what? Power times two. Hallelujah. How many people understand what we've just talked about today? You get it? So you're going to be more intentional about it. Now, okay, before we take one or two questions and pray, even you that you're in your marriage now, people that are married, Pascal, they're married, right? Mm-hmm. Am I fulfilling the purpose of this union? You have to look at that. Okay, whether you have made mistake before, but now you're married, so as long as they're not beating you, and what else is that? Whatever else, you have to figure it out and work it out, all right? So now that you are married, for those that are married, look at it very well. From beginning now, where did I make any mistake? If I did, how can I rectify this mistake in here? Because it can be done. Two, because in this case, it will be personal now. But the second part is, am I fulfilling the purpose of this union? How many people know the eternal purpose of having our union is to multiply kids for God, to multiply human beings that will go to heaven? See, that's the eternal purpose. Earthly purpose is to be able to find a union that will help, that will partner with us to achieve this eternal purpose very well, without too much stress. So look at it. Am I really fulfilling this purpose? Think about it and figure out how you can fix it. Is my union with my husband, my union with my wife, is it bringing glory to God? If there's in any way it's not bringing glory to God, start fixing it. Start making sure it brings glory to God. Coming together as a couple is not only to have children. And it's not only for night activities. That's not the only reason why. That's part of it, but it's not the ultimate purpose. The ultimate purpose is to bring glory to God. God needs more humans in heaven than there will be if the trumpet sound now. That's why the trumpet has not sounded. How many people know that? You know, we are told that when you start seeing war, different war, that the war will come to an end. That's not when the war will come to an end, brothers and sisters. That's not when. There have always been war. The war that we are facing now, is it as bad as World War I or World War II? No. So what are we seeing now that we are? We will see war now. People have not seen anything. You see war. That's not when. That tells us, okay, end time. And this end time have been here for a very long time because there have been wars since. The time the trumpet will sound is when every single human being have heard and have had the opportunity to give their life to Christ. That's when the end will come. Next time we'll look into that. So until then, God is still looking for godly seeds. That's why the marriage, that's the eternal purpose of marriage. Eternal purpose of marriage. All right? But of course, for our own life on earth, is this person... Am I fulfilling my purpose as a wife to this man? You, husband. Me, husband. Am I fulfilling my purpose to this woman as a husband? From what we've talked about, I know this imagine is a very broad topic. But from what we've talked about today, you men that are married, if you're either hearing me online or you're on site, that are married, am I being the man in this marriage, in this relationship? Because whatever you don't do when you are boyfriend and girlfriend, and fiancé and fiancées, you will not do in marriage. It's not going to happen. So from day one, you should have been practicing it, whatever I told you about today. So look at it. Am I really doing what I'm supposed to do? You two that are a woman, am I really doing what I'm supposed to do? And then go and grab everything I've said before and start doing it. Praise the Lord. And then if you have any personal question, then we can now see to it. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Just pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for this admonishment. Thank you for this amazing teaching, encouragement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My life will not remain the same again. For those who are single, pray and say, I know how to choose now. I have a pointer on how to move with my life. I will not have a failed relationship. I will not have a failed marriage. In the name of Jesus, I would not have a fair relationship. I would not have a fair marriage. Those who are married, my relationship is working. It's working. It's working. It's coming out even better every day. It's coming out better every day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
I believe you've been blessed by this ministration. If you want to reach out to us, connect with us, or partner with us, kindly visit www.worldliberationministriesli.org.